the civil registration office is going to be open one day a week for a three-month trial period, and that day in a week is going to be a Wednesday. So people will be able to come to the primary care centre in Bunkana on a Wednesday by appointment only to register births, deaths and marriages.
Your belief is that there is sufficient demand within Bunkana and the wider Inishowen area to merit a full service on the peninsula?
Absolutely, Donal. And at the meeting that myself and Minister McConlogue had with the HSE, we had all the facts and figures there present, and we were able to show them the number of births, the number of deaths and the number of marriages that were registered over a period of time within the Inishowen Peninsula in comparison to the rest of the country. If you don't mind, I would press the case urgently for people to please use the service. Desist from registering births and deaths online and not to go to another office to register their marriages, to make whatever arrangements they can to please use the service in the primary care centre in Bunkana for this trial period, so that we are able to put the case again to the HSE that the need is there, hopefully to get the service expanded to what it previously was before the 20th of March.
And is the HSE's case that so many people are now going online to fulfil this task that basically there is no need for a physical walk-in office anymore?
That was certainly a strong part of their case. They also did mention the HSE recruitment embargo and the number of staff that had retired or had left the service within the county and within the CHO1 region within the last number of years. But as I put it, why would the service be taken away from the most geographically isolated region within the county and indeed within the whole CHO1 region? It just beggared belief.